If you want daily Elon Musk news and updates, please take a second and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're on right now, because we bring it to you every single day. Thank you so much. Now let's get into some Elon news here at the Elon Musk podcast. Twitter's blue checkmark program is on halt right now. And when it comes back, you're going to see an increase in price of $11 per month if you're on iOS. Currently, it's $8, so that's going to be a $3 increase, according to a report from The Information. If you subscribe through the website, it'll cost you $7 per month, but it'll be more costly if you use iOS. It's going to be offset for the Apple's App Store fees. Apple charges 30% fees to the developers for the first year of subscription, but it drops to 15% for the second year. Twitter launched this subscription plan for the verification checkmark on November 9th of 2022, and it charged users $7.99 per month. And if Twitter were to offset the App Store fees, it should charge $10.38. But the new price, $11, makes it easier for accounting, basically. And Twitter owner Elon Musk went crazy against Apple for pausing advertisements on Twitter, and they alleged them of hating free speech in America because they pause advertising on Twitter. Okay, think about that for a second. If you are pausing advertising on a platform that just had new management, do you think that's fair? I think it is. If you don't know what's happening with the platform, if you don't know in which direction it's going to go, I think it's a fair assessment to say, hey, you know, let's pull back some spending on this platform, see how this all shakes out. And then in the future, if this works well, we can resume ad spending again on Twitter. So instead of saying like, hey, let's talk, Apple, let's talk, Tim, Elon went on a tirade, went absolutely nuts, and alleged all of Apple of hating free speech in America. So does that mean that if you don't advertise on a platform, you hate free speech? I don't think it does. That's just my opinion. But it's something that Elon Musk said in a tweet. And he also accused Apple, threatening to withhold Twitter from its App Store. And then Elon met Tim Cook on a tour of Apple's Cupertino campus, and everything seemed okay. Elon even tweeted a picture of a very beautiful pond that's in the Apple headquarters in the campus, and they said it went well. So, and Tim Cook said, hey, we're not actually going to ban you from the App Store. I don't know where you got that from, or like who you heard that from, but that's not the case. And there's no consideration at all to boot Twitter off the Apple Store. Plus, Apple brought the ads back to the platform. You know, it's about $100 million a year that they spend on this. So to take those away, to, you know, to save millions of dollars in advertising fees while Twitter is being shaken up for a little bit, I can understand from Apple's viewpoint. So Elon, on the tweet with the pond, I want to clarify what he said in that tweet. He said, good conversation. Among other things, we resolved a misunderstanding about Twitter potentially being removed from the App Store. Tim was clear that Apple never considered doing so. So this is kind of one of those things, right? As a normal person that works in a normal job, 9 to 5, if you work in an office, things that could have been a meeting should have been an email. And things that should have been an email should have been a chat. So did Elon really have to go to Cupertino to hang out with Tim Cook for the day, talk to him, and reassure himself that Apple wasn't out to get him? That's, you know, that's a thing that people do if they want to have a face-to-face meeting. I totally understand that, because sometimes it is better to have a face-to-face meeting with somebody than it is to just send them a text and say, hey, Tim, what's up with the App Store? Are you guys kicking us off? But you can also talk to somebody in person and say, hey, Tim, what's going on, buddy? Do you want to boot us off from the App Store? And if so, why? And do you hate free speech? I think Elon was in the wrong. I'm not going to apologize for Elon for the things that he said, because some of the things he said, and you have to understand, you have to look at the things that he says sometimes, and they are a little bit off the wall. And that's okay. He's an eccentric person. He says some things that, you know, could be inflammatory or could be a little bit weird. That's fine. Everybody does it. Everybody says some weird stuff. So it's okay. And Elon and Tim made up, and now Twitter is possibly going to charge $11 per month for a checkmark. Now, $11 per month. What can you buy for $11 a month? This show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff, and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically, they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back, and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files, and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9 to 5 Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and it's really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. 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 You can get a Netflix subscription or a Paramount Plus or a Disney Plus. So that's countless hours of entertainment per month. And that's the engagement that Elon is looking for. If you're going to pay for something, you want to get your money's worth. Is it worth your money to spend $11 per month on Twitter? And that's on a case-to-case basis. Is it something like myself? I have a podcast. Do I want the check mark to reassure everybody that I am actually me? Probably. I mean, I pay the $8 now, I have a check mark. But will I pay $11 for this? Or will I just go to the website and then confirm my subscription over there instead of iOS, because it's only $7 on the website. And then it's $11 on iOS. I signed up through iOS. The App Store fees pushing Elon to go after the Apple secret tax. So that's another thing that Elon was really worried about, is that Apple kind of has a, quote, secret tax. He tweeted about it. And he said, did you know Apple puts a secret 30% tax on everything you buy through the App Store? If you're an app developer, you know, because they tell you. When you sign up for it, they tell you exactly what the terms of service are. It's kind of long. So, I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't want to read the whole thing. But in there, if you're Elon Musk and if you're Twitter of all things, you would have people that have actually gone through the terms of service and mitigated those fees through other things. How can we offset this? And how can we offset this 30% kind of tax on everything that you buy through the App Store? Elon said, these fees are a de facto global tax on the internet. And I don't know if you agree with that or if you disagree with that. So you host the App Store and you host all the apps on the App Store and you have to pay for bandwidth for every single download of the app. So something like Twitter, which is free to use if you sign up for, you know, with your email address or your iOS or Android device, it's free to use. But how do you make money from that? Usually it's advertising. But Elon wants to make a little bit more money. So the $8 a month charge is something that Apple is like, hey, we got to make some money from hosting your files and also the millions of downloads that you have every month. You know, how many terabytes of data is that? And also not just that, but the information that's going back and forth. They have to host it in the platform. They have to, you know, have people working on the platform as well. So they have to pay those people. So I understand. So it's kind of like, you have a meeting hall, right? And if, say, if somebody wants to have a wedding at that meeting hall, you charge them a fee. You're like, okay, how many people are you going to have? You got 50 people? okay, well, if you can have 50 people, we're going to charge them X amount of dollars, you know, but if you have a million people, we could charge them about the same, but let's figure out a way to actually make this work for our business. So that's what Apple's doing with their App Store. And I understand where Elon's coming from. I totally understand it, because you don't want to be charged 30% on every purchase. So you're only actually making 70% of the sale if you're Twitter. Plus, you have to pay all of your employees with that 70%. So if you jack up the prices a little bit to $11 on iOS, I can understand, you know, you overcome the cost of doing business with Apple. So it's kind of a weird analogy that I made, but I think it makes sense. And, you know, Spotify also has to pay Apple in the App Store. You know, it's just the same rules as everybody else. So if you're going to do subscriptions through Spotify, if you can do them through Twitter, if you're going to do them through anything else, Apple takes a 30% cut. So Spotify is kind of mad about that. And you can get mad that Apple takes 30% of what you make on an iPhone download, but 30% of zero is still zero. So if you don't charge that 30%, you're not making any money. So $11 for a blue tick mark, is it good? Depends. But also, are they going to upgrade the other check marks as well? You know, are you going to have a blue check mark and you're going to have the other color check marks for other things like notable personalities? You're going to have something for companies and you're going to have something for governments. Those kind of things, they will be discussed in future episodes as we get more information about that. I appreciate you stopping by. I appreciate your support. So please, if you could, take a second, hit the subscribe button on any platform that you're listening. I promise you, I'm not going to charge you 30%. It's free to listen. So please hit the subscribe button. I really do appreciate you. Take care of yourself and each other, and I'll see you next time.